This right here is a pod capsule, a place and time held together by words and ideas that could either make or change the world. Either that or just some topics or stories that I felt like bringing to the forefront or sharing with you. So hop in, take a listen, and enjoy. Welcome to another episode of Pod Capsule. We could call this season two. I want to speak on something here. I know how much I loved the first episode relating to self-love, and so we'll go back into that topic now. Speaking on self-care, I hope all of you are doing well wherever this finds you. Now, I know times have been extremely rough, I mean, myself included, of course, going through these unprecedented times, and we're finally on the back end of it, it feels like, you know, things are, it'll probably, I mean, hopefully it will feel like a new normal, but I know for many, it might not be the same. I know it feels that way on this end. It feels like we're gonna have to get used to a new normal. Doesn't feel like it's gonna be the way it used to be, for sure. But again, we're on the back end. We want to get all of us looking to new horizons. And I know I've kind of used this platform to kind of speak on whatever is on my mind at the time, and so I've kind of left it open. But as I mentioned, I do notice how much y'all love that first episode, and so I'll definitely try to keep this more to a self-love, self-care, positive kind of theme, and we'll try to stick to topics relating to that, and see how we progress on the second end. So, definitely during the pandemic, I'm sure I'm not alone in this. I definitely got used to being locked in. I know at the time, kind of felt like, you know, the world was over, you know, it felt like its own mini apocalypse. So getting through as best you can, definitely indulged a lot in alcohol, became sort of a wine connoisseur in my own right during that period. Heavy on the wines, tried as many as possible, and along with that, definitely just a lot of sitting back. You don't realize how much calories you burn, how much exercise you put in just on a regular day-to-day, you know, walking, commuting, how much in-person interactions we had. So I know this isn't news to a lot of you, just, you know, letting y'all know where I was at. So definitely a lot of munchies were had, a lot of movies and shows were watched, time consumed, spent figuring out what to do in the isolation. So my pant size definitely went up, along with my panza, my stomach, my belly, for those of y'all that may not pick up on that. It came to a point where by the time 2021 hit, just for context, I've been the same pant size since middle school, right? So my wardrobe has been pretty set unless I decide to change anything. So with this happen, I maybe had like 1 year, maybe 2010, where I'd gotten chunky for me. Right, And so I definitely went up some sizes there. But by this point, I had pretty much locked in with what I'm muscle man was supposed to be at, with me. So that was about a 28. For those of y'all that are curious, went up to maybe like 32, because I typically could go to a 30 if I was feeling a little, if I had like a bloated day or something. But yeah, typically 28, medium for sure. And yeah, so this was getting to a point where, I just didn't feel comfortable within myself. Of course, I'm just lounging, not doing anything, so it wasn't a big deal. But in myself, how I felt inside, I know I wasn't supposed to be right there. And I don't like the fact that, like I said, my wardrobe was pretty locked in, so it's getting harder and harder to be able to fit in or properly wear clothes. So that became a problem for me. And I decided in 2021 that I was going to focus more on myself, in a positive way, and not just indulge in every urge and poison and I guess indulgence that I could consume. So I definitely had worked out before, because what I'm getting at is basically that first episode, it was more coming from a place where it was good, but I myself wasn't that heavy in the working out. Because again, this I made this just to vent certain ideas, themes that were on my mind, things in my inner world that I'm noticing I feel like communicating to you, right? And at this time, it was spring break. Especially a lot of women and even some men, you're concerned with how you look, you want to go to the beach. Sometimes you don't even, if you do go, you don't want to take off your shirt if you're even getting yourself out there, and all because of how self-conscious you feel. And then sometimes you even talk yourself out of even working out because, you don't want to have to change the diet, or you feel like, like there's not even that much time. It's not like I'm gonna look like they do in the movies or the magazine. So you kind of just talk yourself out of it. And so that whole episode was more to like, look, push your goals, but like I was encouraging goals, but I did want you to be happy in your own skin and understand that even what you see, it is still manufactured to a point, and it's very hard and very rigid regimens that they have to upkeep, and it's usually just for those small windows, to get the photo op or film the roles, and then they go to however they normally are, unless they decide to keep that lifestyle. You know what I mean? So, that episode was more to just, I wanted you to be happy and comfortable in yourself, and if you have goals you want to achieve, then do that for yourself, but don't feel ashamed of where you are and how you are. There's nothing wrong with self-improvement. This was just, I don't want you to be in a self, not necessarily a self-hatred, but I can't think of the word right now, but just, where you're not comfortable in your own skin, and I want you to be comfortable first, be happy with who you are, accept you for you. And if you, loving you, wants to push you to go harder or to achieve some goal, do that. And that's what that was. But it definitely hearing it, it you can hear that it's coming from a certain perspective because, I'm pushing that for you, but I didn't want anyone to take it like, well, I'm just not gonna do anything. I'm good as I am. I do want you all to take care of yourself. Diet is definitely important. That's like really the majority of it, whether you work out or not. If you can eat healthier, you're doing like 3/4 of the work, to be honest with you. And so back to 2021, I started focusing on what I was eating, because during the pandemic it was really just lots of junk food, eating out. I would have some healthy things now and then, but I had it as frequently as you should be having snacks, I suppose. It wasn't very very frequent. I definitely didn't live an extremely healthy lifestyle. I definitely had munchies, especially in my area. Those of y'all that are here, I mean, it's not only in my head in the South, where good food is staple, but of course I'm Hispanic too, and so that comes with its own thing. So there is a lot of unhealthiness, definitely indulgence, definitely diabetes, obesity, things like that. And in my family we definitely have that. So I definitely, me, I do have a fast metabolism, so it may not seem like it, but I'm sure. I mean, if I continue the way I'm continuing, it's in my blood. I could get something, So that really started setting with me. And like I said, I worked out before, but it was very inconsistent, maybe like 3 months here, and then, end up stopping for a little while, another 3, 4, maybe 6 months tops, and then, it would always stop at some point. And the healthy lifestyle, as far as sticking to a diet and all that, that definitely was non-existent. But, yeah, I definitely had an exercise regimen, even if it wasn't working out or going to the gym. I like skateboarding, so that definitely would still, I mean, that's still some exercise, on top of any other extracurricular activities I might do, right? But and I used to walk from school, so definitely a lot of exercise there, keeping me slim, thin, skinny king, I guess. But yeah, so 2021, it hit a point, and I was like, I'm gonna really try to do this, full workout, regimen, diet, the whole thing, as best as I could do it. So of course we're still in the middle of the pandemic, so I just, no excuses, just started doing it from home. Had this whole workout routine. Definitely, I for sure did not realize the importance of stretching before this. So definitely added stretching in there. This is very critical. You don't want to mess yourself up for later. I was definitely those that would just hop right into it, kill it, and then just do whatever after that. And again, your diet is like 3/4 of the thing. So I implemented that, and I've been going strong. Maybe would fall off a couple of days, or tops maybe like 2 weeks. This past month is the longest period I've stopped. I had gotten sick in April, and that pretty much threw me off the whole month. So now I'll be hopping back on it soon, but I definitely wanna push that for y'all. I notice, I mean, especially after this whole pandemic, health has definitely increased as far as the amount of attention we've put on that and trying to take care of ourselves. So I am happy to see that in others. But I mean, for those of you that still aren't there yet, start small. You know, the hardest part is starting. Once you can get yourself started, you feel good doing it. You know what I mean? And I know it may not always be easy. You know, it may be easier said than done, especially if you're still in a dark place or you're not fully mentally there. You know, you're still in that caught in a negative cycle. Do what you have to do to get out of that. Get rid of any toxic people, anybody that even if you don't feel right around them, get them out. You know, if anyone makes you feel down about yourself, if anyone talks down about you, doesn't support you, you know, if you know it's not right for you, get that situation out of your life. Get that person out of your life. Get yourself out of that situation. I mean, another thing after this pandemic, if you didn't realize how short and fragile life is, I mean, there's really no time to be unhappy. There's no time to put energy into things that are not doing any good for you, you know? So do that for yourself, for your mental health, you know, for your life. Shit. You know, get your head right. Yeah. Body, mind, and spirit, you know? So if you're not ready to work on the physical yet, shit, get your head right in a space to where you can. And if you gotta work the opposite way, then, you know, again, just set time for it. Commit. Keep promises that you make to yourself. If you say you're gonna do it, because then you're just gonna make yourself feel bad when you don't do it. So might as well just do it. Or if you procrastinate, you know you're just gonna be thinking about how you're not doing it the whole time, and you know you're being a lazy piece of shit because you're not doing shit. Just go do it, you know. Even just walking counts as exercise, you know. You only need 30 minutes of exercise a day. Do something, you know. And anything to get you moving. If you want to go all in, do the full workout, do that. But understand there is levels to it. Definitely do not exert yourself. I myself, even all that time I was working out, you know, I was keeping myself at a certain pace. And I tried that Apple Fitness thing and I thought like, yeah, well, maybe if I start from episode one, you know, I'll be good and I could start from there. Dude, that shit is like, they think everyone else is like them. You know, they're fucking machines. They're like, I don't know if that's just like they're in California or they're at Apple or what, or if they're fucking cyborgs or what, but try that free trial if you haven't. You'll see what I'm talking about, or just get it and just watch it. And you tell yourself if you can do that shit, because I did it, right? And that shit is no joke. And now, I doesn't mean I'm not saying I'm a fucking exercise guru. When I'm saying that I've been working out since 2021 or in any of this shit, I'm not telling you as a fucking expert at this shit, you know? So I maybe have just been taking it easy, or, you know, everybody's different. My body just may not be there yet, but I tried that shit episode one, bro, on just the fucking HIIT training. Damn, that shit had me out of breath like a motherfucker, bro. Like, I was. Damn, I feel like I definitely might have even fucking pulled something or something. I don't know. That shit was, I was done with that. I was like, fuck that. I'm gonna go back to the regimen I was on. That shit was crazy. But yeah, know where you're at. You know that you're n just know yourself and know where you're at. You're not gonna go from doing nothing to all of a sudden going 0 to 100 real quick. You know, that's just, don't fucking injure yourself. But yeah, just set time, commit, do that. You don't have to be a whole fucking bodybuilder. Just give yourself some, at least your basic 30 minutes a day of exercise, and just see where it takes you, man. I mean, another thing I was trying to tell a coworker recently, you know, is you kind of, you gotta get rid of not just toxic people, anything toxic. Like I said, get yourself out of bad situations, and that includes negative cycles, negative thinking. You know, don't be trying to numb all of your pain with intoxicants that, you know, you're just prolonging the inevitable. You know what I mean? And you're harming your body. You're just causing more problems for yourself by pushing a pause button on the problems you already have. By the time you come out, or you run out, or you hit a point to where your body's reached its limit, then you're gonna just be stuck with the big pile of shit that you've built for yourself. So, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I went through a fucking river of wine, you know, so I'm not here trying to preach to be pure. I'm just, you know, everything is okay in moderation, but don't be, like I said, don't be drowning yourself, don't be hurting yourself. You know, if all of us are here, we made it through a fucking pandemic. Like, don't waste this second chance. You know what I mean? And for a lot of us, it is. A lot of us, this might be your fourth, fifth, eighth chance at life. You know what I mean? Learn to realize that, wake up and accept that. Now, the reason we're on the topic of exercise and diet is because that was the topic of the first episode, right? We're continuing this. And I, like I said, from then to now, I definitely took it more serious at that point than I did when I made that episode. And relating to the negative cycles, I just want to say, like exercise has definitely been just as therapeutic and healing as, you know, trying to numb the pain with any intoxicants that I've tried. You know, you do it, you feel good, gives you time to clear your head, go through things, work things in your head while you're working your body. You know, because it's pretty repetitive. You know, especially once you have a regimen and you get used to it and go down that. You know, if it can even be productive. I mean, not only can you listen to music, you can consume audiobooks now. You know, just be taking in knowledge and learn new things. You know, and like I said, I'm not a scientist or anything, but I think I've heard that, you know, it does release endorphins, things like this. You know, you just feel good, and your body wants to be strong. It likes you feeding that need to it. And once it gets that, it wants more of it. So, yeah, you're tired, but you now, even though you're sore, you're already past the lazy, groggy points. You're just ready. You're ready to keep going. You know, and once you do that, you wanna keep that clean feeling, that clean lifestyle. So to maintain that, I mean, alcohol burns muscle mass or deteriorates it, to my understanding. And even then, you spend a night drinking, you're not gonna necessarily feel or want to exercise the next day. Then you're just gonna hop right back into the cycle, and you're not gonna feel good. Then you're gonna look down at a beer belly, and you're gonna be right back at square one. So again, once you build this new habit for yourself and you keep chasing that and you keep hitting these goals, you no longer want to do anything that's going to hinder that or weaken you or stop you from reaching these goals in any way. So then, you start wanting to cut off on the alcohol, start wanting to ease up off the sauce, because now you're liking how you look, you want to keep growing, you don't want to be drinking to fucking one, deteriorate the muscle, or three, blow up the stomach. So start cutting that out, maybe a glass of wine, like an actual normal glass, not a big ass fucking glass. Or maybe a beer or two, but definitely not anything excessive. Can be okay, but hard liquor would probably definitely be a no. Cigarettes, definitely is gonna start causing shortness of breath. And I mean, I know once you start on that, it's probably gonna be hard to ease up on that once it's got its hooks in you. But that's definitely not gonna keep you sustaining a workout for long. Now, will weed, I mean, I get different information on that, so it kind of affects everyone different too. So just, I guess, depends how that works for you if you decide to use that. But yeah, all this to say, just try it. If you haven't yet, give it a shot. What do you got to lose? And if you don't want to go all in, then just give yourself the 30 minutes a day of exercise. Set some time for that. And I'm hoping that this makes you feel good in some way. Start, like I said, I want you to start having a positive mindset, feeling good within yourself. And yeah, and I guess I gave a bit of my story here because this is what it's done for me. And like I said, I know there was a certain perspective on the first episode, and this is where I'm at since then. And it's been good for me. So I'm gonna be hopping back on that soon. If y'all want more episodes like this, y'all want me to talk about things like this more. I'm not really sure what y'all like about the episodes. So I mean, y'all could send in voice memos if you like. Leave me some comments. Send some questions in, things like this. I definitely would appreciate it. I don't know if it's the just the self-care in general y'all like, the positive messaging, the maybe y'all want some more in health and fitness. Like I said, I'm not no expert, and I definitely ain't into I didn't get to the point of doing macros and shit, but got into dieting, healthier options, protein, things like that, which again, all that was new to me. But I won't take too much more of your time. Again, I leave you with hopefully some motivation, positive messaging, positive mindset, and I hope all of y'all are doing well. Stay well and take care.